morning. The time is 6:59 on Monday, December 17th, and you are tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey. Community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to a special edition of Classical Discoveries. I am your host of this program, Marvin Rosen, and will be with you today until 11 a.m. as I sit in for both Elizabeth and Harold and Maud. Well, during the course of this holiday season, I will be presenting a number of special programs, and you can see a complete list of these by going to my website at www.classicaldiscoveries.org. Now, I will be with you next this Wednesday, December 19th, from 5 until 11 a.m., for part one of my annual program, Christmas Around the World. Part 2 will air between 5 and 9 a.m. this Friday, December 21st. It all happens right here on WPRB 103.3 FM Princeton or online at www.wprb.com. Well, today we are focusing on early holiday music in a program titled A Medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque Christmas.
Thank you.
That was the song on the Nativity by Polish composer Wacław of Chamotui, as performed by the Il Canto Vocal Ensemble. Wacław of Chamotui lived from around 1520 until around 1560. Well, we will be going to a major work from Spain in just a little while after this beautiful selection by Italian composer Tarquinio Merula, who lived from 1595 until 1665. He was active in Cremona and was one of the most progressive Italian composers of the early 17th century. And we are going to listen now to the lullaby, Horace Tempo di Dormire, Now It Is Time to Sleep. In our performance, we hear the glorious soprano Maria Cristina Kier, along with members of La Fenice. And this is from Volume 5 of the Heritage of Monteverdi series on the Ricercar label, which I have to say is one of my favorite CDs of early holiday music. We listen now to the lullaby, Horace Tempo di Dormire, by Tarquinio Merula.
Dormi, dormi, dormi,
That was music by the Italian composer Tarquinio Merula, who lived from 1595 until 1665. And you were just listening to his very beautiful lullaby, Jorge Tempo di Dormire. Now it is time to sleep. In our performance, you heard soprano Maria Cristina Kier, along with members of La Fenice. Once again, that was music by Tarquinio Merula. That was Jubilate Deo by the great Spanish Renaissance composer Cristobal de Morales, who lived from around 1500 until 1553. In that performance, you heard members of Stile Antico, and that was from a Harmonia Mundi CD, music by Cristobal de Morales. Well, we are going to stay in Spain now as we go to one of the anonymous Sibillas from early Spain. It has been a Classical Discoveries tradition to air one of these works every year on one of my Christmas specials as conducted by the great Jordi Savall. Although 1,000 years have passed since the time when we find the first traces of this music, which took shape at the very beginnings of our civilizations, we must go much further back to around the end of the 6th century before Christ to find the first references to the Sibyls, those semi-divine beings who are able to foresee future events and who possess prophetic powers bestowed upon them by Apollo. It is not then very surprising that the early Christians retained the myth of the Sibyl, restoring it as an oracle for the second coming of Christ and for the last judgment and the end of the world. There still remains, though, the question of the liturgical period in which the presentation of this chant should be situated. Traditionally linked to feasts of Christmas, it was in some places, notably in Barcelona, also performed during Holy Week, particularly on the night of Good Friday. Well, we listen now to Sibylla la Mallorquina from the 15th century. In our performance, Montserrat Figuerera sings the song of Sibyl, and she is joined by members of La Capella Real de Catalunya, conducted by Jordi Savall.
Thank you. fool.